Now, people like to say freedom isn't free, and that's true. There's all kinds of costs, you see, and if you want to know if it's worth it, you got to check. Thomas Jefferson thought he had some idea, and sometimes that guy just had logorrhea, but he wrote it. It's famous, and so now what the heck? He said, "The price of democracy is eternal vigilance or some such and such, and besides the fact that don't rhyme with much, in the end, just kind of leaves you feeling flat." Now, I don't mean to badmouth old Thomas J. The guy had lots of good things to say, but I think we can still do a whole lot better than that. The last presidential vote in 2004, 120 million, a little bit more, decided they'd go out and cast a vote that day. It takes 30 minutes for the average Joe from a day when he's otherwise making dough. You can bet there'll be a mighty big price to pay. Now, not everyone works, but if you average it out, it turns out our time is worth round about $38,000 a year, or 19 bucks an hour. Now, it takes a sec, but if you do the math, the voters times the wage and divide by half, that's $1.1 billion in lost economic power. That's right, that's the cost of democracy. Them people sure aren't kidding when they say freedom isn't free. It makes you feel good, it probably should, and I probably would agree. But just so you know, there's a cost to democracy. Now, putting aside the cost of our time, just think about all the real nickels and dimes that we all give just to keep the system going. Well, people gotta run, gotta pay for ads and flyers and staffers and legal pads. Elections get bigger and the money just keeps on flowing. Now, every year they raise a little bit more, $3.7 billion in 2004, that's 12 bucks from every woman, child, and man. Now, we could be spending that on other things, like medicine, housing, and playground swings, feed 10 million people a day over in Sudan. Now, that doesn't count what the government pays. Local races got their own money to raise. Sure, gotta fix all the voting machines when they break. And once we elect them, we sure gotta pay them a salary, health care, some kind of per diem. And tried to add it up, but you know, it just made my head ache. Now, that doesn't mean it's not worth it at all. They work real hard. They answer the call, but the system costs money more and more each day. To govern yourself is a pain in the butt. It takes time, takes money, and then you know what? In the end, you might not even get your way. Yeah, that's the cost of democracy. Them people sure aren't kidding when they say freedom isn't free. Makes you feel good, it probably should, and I probably would agree. But just so you know, there's a cost to democracy. Now, it does cost a lot to keep a dictator. They tend to spend first and ask questions later, and it ain't much fun to live at the point of a knife. You know, money gets spent at the whim of the creep, and let's face it, police states ain't horribly cheap. And then there's this little thing called quality of life. Still, it probably costs more to make our own choices, cast our own votes, and use our own voices. It's a cost we're willing to pay for freedom and such. But let's not, in our patriotic haste, forget there's still lots of room for waste, and maybe it don't have to cost us quite as much. You know, there's one other wrinkle creeps into the story, a price we can pay for democracy's glory, costs we should add to the list we've more recently found. As much as it costs to run our own place, keep our democracy going apace, we can spend a whole heck of a lot more trying to spread it around. And that's the cost of democracy. Them people sure ain't kidding when they say freedom isn't free. It makes you feel good, it probably should, and I probably would agree. Yeah, just so you know, there's a cost to democracy. One more time. Yeah, just so you know, there's a cost to democracy. Thank you, everybody.